Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Moonshine Moonshot podcast. I am talking to you all about making movies that matter. And this week, I am going to speak to you about independent, or should I say indie, filmmaking. But so much of what I am discussing can actually be applied to loads of areas, from videography, photography, marketing, advertising, communications, and so much more. So there's loads in this podcast for you if you work in any of these fields. And if you happen to just be interested in being a filmmaker, well, that's cool too. Today, I am sharing with you a case study of a documentary that I produced a couple of years ago called Conquering Cancer. And I'm sharing it with you not so much as a how-to, but rather a what is possible. So what is possible? I really, really want to open your minds to the possibilities of what you can do with your projects. I want you to bust out of that thinking that you simply make a film and then that's it. Job done. Move on to the next thing. And there's a few reasons why I want to bust this idea open, and it's because it's, frankly, it's really limiting. It's stopping many filmmakers from having their projects reach their full potential. If you're an independent filmmaker, then you can't simply rely on distributors to get your film out into the world for you. And I have talked about that quite a number of times. But hybrid distribution is absolutely the way to go if you're an independent filmmaker or running your own show. And it's also because if you're a job done and on to the next thing, then you're constantly trying to get brand new projects off the ground, build new audiences, and you're starting over, so to speak, every single time. It's exhausting and it's a really good way to burn yourself out. But if you can effectively leverage the film that you already have, then you have got a long way to go. Because as that old saying goes, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. But you can keep going while you develop your next project. So you really can become that cliche of the producer with a number of projects in various stages, and that is a really good thing. So if you've already done the hard yards, raised the finance, produced the film, and put it out into the world, aren't you curious about what more you could be doing to keep that good thing going? Well, good, because that is what this episode is all about. What can you do with your film and where can it go next? Welcome to the Moonshine Moonshot podcast. I'm your host, Sue Collins. And if you've landed here, it means you're wanting to find out more about how to make filmmaking a sustainable career. And you're also curious about how to make meaningful work that fills your cup. You're ready to learn how to make movies that matter, build a sustainable career, and have a positive impact on your audiences. So you are in the right place. Filmmaking has so many parts, and I'm sharing what I've learned over the past 15 years producing impact films that reach their intended audience and support real-world change. So let's get started. The film I am sharing with you today as a case study is called Conquering Cancer, and it's a documentary about cervical cancer elimination. It is a positive cancer story, and it's also an impact documentary, meaning that it's intended to get audiences engaged and into action. And we began the journey for this project way back in 2018, which seems like a really long time ago. And as you probably know, documentaries can definitely be a long game. So this project kicked off with all the usual development pathways. We find the story, got a proof of concept short film together to go with the pitch, raised the finance, and got into production. And because it's quite a unique story, because it's the first time a cancer can be eliminated in human history, there was quite a lot of interest from finances in being involved. And in fact, we ended up with over a dozen different investors and funders into this project. And it all was falling into place. And it was the start of 2020, March to be exact, and we were due to take off for a filming trip to the Capture Stories, and boom, global pandemic. We Australians found ourselves not just banned from travel, but locked down. And I'm a Melburnian, and we stayed locked down for the best part of 2 years. So it's kind of hard to make a global film from your lounge room. And you might be thinking that that was the end of it for the film. And if that was the case, this would be a very short story. It was not so. We had to, as everyone was saying back then, we had to pivot. And fortunately, we'd already captured some fabulous stories in Malaysia and Europe and as well as Australia prior to all the lockdowns happening. So what we ended up doing was hiring local crews and capturing stories, directing from Zoom, no less, as seems like the entire world worked from Zoom for a period there. And you know what? We made it work and we captured some amazing stories with local filmers in Africa, Colombia, and elsewhere to finish off the production on the film. And it turned out to be a really good film. And it really was quite rewarding because it really challenged us to do things in different ways. Still prefer to go ourselves, but in the circumstances, it was actually pretty good. It worked out pretty well. And our release plans were also severely impacted because we put the film out theatrically in Australia, but even though it was the end of 2021 by the time we did that, the hesitancy to go to the cinema, audiences just weren't quite back. And this meant that, you know, the audience numbers were quite down on our expectations. But we did happen to have quite a few very successful hosted events, which included Q&As and panels. And we also did a lot of virtual events as well. And I think in the end, we managed about 170 sessions over the release window. So that was a good result considering what we were up against. Now, you might be thinking that's where the story ends because this is usually where your distributor's already taken over. And then you might put it on a streaming platform or video on demand. And, you know, as I keep saying, job done. But this is actually where this story gets really interesting. And this is what I want you to be thinking about because this is the possibilities for you. If you've ever released a documentary, you'd know it can be very hard to monetize them via traditional models like broadcast television. I mean, let's face it, acquisitions pay shamefully low rates and even worse for public broadcasters. Festivals usually don't pay for the rights to screen a film, and distributors are less and less likely to pay an advance. So that landscape is not really that inspiring when it comes to monetizing your film. So how do you make money from a documentary? Well, this really is the era of make it your own way when it comes to getting your film out into the world, and the possibilities really are opening up. So this is what we did. We were really lucky to work with a group out of France and produced a French language version of the film with some stories from Burkina Faso and Côte d'Ivoire in Africa. And the film was dubbed into French. And as I was the presenter on the film, can I just say it was pretty fun to know that I have been dubbed into a French language because I can't speak a word of French. And I'm really looking forward to exploring how that sounds on the big screen. I haven't seen it on a big screen, only on my laptop. So anyway, that's a side story. But the version of the film went out to French-speaking countries right across Africa as a part of a big outreach push. The group out of France that we worked with also funded that version of the film. So it was really a win-win. We got further distribution. We reached new audiences. We were able to share the film's message about what women need for eliminating cervical cancer, which is regular cervical screenings. Children need to be vaccinated with the HPV vaccine and they need treatment. And if, you know, if a cancer is found, they need treatment. So we were funded to be able to do that work. Now, so that's two versions of the film. Did the work on conquering cancer stop there? No, it didn't. See, I'm telling you, there's so many possibilities, especially because for this particular issue, cervical cancer, a woman dies every 2 minutes of cervical cancer somewhere on the globe. So it's a significant issue that needs to be solved because cervical cancer is completely preventable. Oh, I was just looking for a place where I could learn everything I need to know to make an amazing film that changes the world. It's such a shame that that place doesn't exist. Oh, what? Hang on. It does? Oh, if you're looking for inspiration, ideas, tools, and ways to learn how to make movies that matter, head to Moonshine Communications Academy over at Instagram and all your problems will be solved.
Warning, results may vary depending on the questions and success is not guaranteed. Always read the label. Magic is anecdotal and the genie is not included.
So earlier in April this year, we headed off to the USA and we filmed more stories specific to America so that we can make another version of the film specifically for an American audience. And we're hoping to do a whole host of cinema screenings and events in January next year to promote the film and the message for women all over America on cervical cancer prevention. Then we'll release it via a streamer or on a video platform, a video on demand platform. Are we going to stop there? No. We're already in discussions with new partners about producing a new version for India and possibly another one for Egypt. So this story about health equity that impacts women right across the globe, so making regionally specific versions of the film is possible and people respond to people who are like them. So telling local stories is a really effective way to deliver important health messages. But the original film that we made and released back in 2021, well, just last week I attended a screening, a Q&A event at a cinema in a regional area, and I was on the panel and it was a really good experience. And I saw the film actually on the big screen for the first time in about 18 months and it still holds up. The story is still pretty much the same and it still works. You know, it's got such a long tail. And we're talking with one of our project partners about hosting more sessions right throughout regional Victoria, which is the state that I live in, and potentially part of the rest of Australia as well as an ongoing campaign for the next 2 or 3 years. So that's pretty awesome that a film that in 3 years' time will be 5 years old can still be used to screen to cinema audiences. So that's the thing with documentary. They can have a really long shelf life. They are not out of date in months, but rather can be relevant for years. And depending on the topic, so this one was on cervical cancer, it is not going away. I mean, it's hopefully going to be gone by 2040, but that's still, you know, if we're talking about a documentary project, that's a long way away. And if everyone hears the message and gets vaccinated, screened and treated, well, hopefully by 2040, the film will no longer be relevant. So what else? Well, to recap, we made version one, a global story on cervical cancer elimination called Conquering Cancer, and it released in cinemas in Australia in late 2021. Then we made a French language version for outreach across Africa and Francophile countries. We then filmed more stories in America and we're currently producing a USA-centric version. We're working towards producing another version for India and another one for Egypt. We have a YouTube channel which has over 30 short films and a very active Instagram profile called @ConqueringCancerCampaign. So next, we'll work on continuing to host events of the film at cinemas and conferences. And each version will have its own distribution plans. The first version is already available via educational distribution in a number of countries, meaning it's available in public libraries and universities, etc. And eventually we'll release it as a pay-per-view on Vimeo or video on demand or something, some platform of that sort of description. But most importantly, we are creating sequels. And production is already underway on Conquering Breast Cancer and another film called Conquering Skin Cancer. And there'll be even more in the pipeline following that. So one film has become many, and you can do this too. You do not have to stop at one and done. There are so many ways to get your film out into the world, and you can create different versions of your film to suit different audiences. So please don't limit yourself by thinking it's one and done. The sky is absolutely the limit in this digital age that we are living in. So I didn't even talk about festivals or educational packages in this episode because there's just so many options for creating your film and getting it out into the world. And I really hope that this inspires you to get your own project off the ground and see where it can take you. Because filmmaking really is an exciting and rewarding career, but it is only a career if you can make it sustainable. And what I've talked about today is just that, a way to a sustainable career. Because think about it, if you're passionate about a subject, passionate enough to create a film about it, then why would you stop at one? Why would you dust your hands off and move on to something else? There is always more to say, always more to explore, and always more to do. So, what do you think of the ideas in this episode? Are you inspired and bursting with ideas? Do you have questions? Do not hesitate to direct message me over at Instagram. You can find me at Moonshine Communications Academy or just email me at support@moonshinecommunicationsacademy.com. And I will, of course, be back with another episode. And please don't hesitate to send me questions because I can answer them in the follow-up episodes. So, okay, what are you waiting for? Tell me, what do you want to learn? I'm leaving you with that thought today. Happy filmmaking, and I will be back very soon. Thank you for joining me today and every week here on the Moonshine Moonshot podcast. If you're wanting a deeper dive into the topics being discussed on the show, then I would encourage you to head over to moonshinecommunicationsacademy.com and sign up for the weekly drop of moonshine via your email. Being on our newsletter community means we can support your filmmaking journey in a more tailored way, as well as keeping you up to date with the resources we share on how to make movies that matter, and so much more that we deliver inside your inbox every single week. So head over to moonshinecommunicationsacademy.com, and at the bottom of the homepage, you'll see a little box to add your email address. And as a thank you for signing up, we'll also send you a bonus ebook to support your messaging. So voila, you'll be on the way to receive all the best content weekly.